Thanks from the continent.
The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. Very good morning to you, Soku.
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Soku, talking about Africa, seven of Africa's most interesting female politicians.
Yes, we've profiled seven politicians who've made a real, you know, or who've done some political decisions that many people would otherwise view as a bit controversial in some aspects. For example, we've got the former vice president of Zimbabwe, Joyce Mujuru, who started her own party in a country where many people feel it might, you know, she should have gone back. But she's run her course and she's really stuck to her guns in terms of giving Zimbabweans an alternative voice. Whether or not that will actually translate into something different in next year's elections, that's something to be seen. But I think we need to commend the fact that she's brave enough to start something and to actually see it through as far as she has. We've also profiled politicians in Gambia, in Gambia as well as in Kenya, who have been elected in positions where mainly men are. So it's basically also looking at how people have now shifted to say that women actually can now inspire confidence in the electorate in terms of getting the votes that they need, and they believe women can change. But you know, the woman that we're all talking about is Liberia's former president Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, where Liberia is currently now voting for a new president. So she's leaving now. Her tenure is over. And she's one of the women who's really kept it going. You know, she's always commended for the peace that Liberia has managed to enjoy in her 12 years of being president. And she took a country that came out of a civil war, you know, and she's managed to make both people and actually even open up the democracy space. And she's been commended for the fact that she's stepping down, which is what many African liberators fail to do sometimes. You know, they're part of the liberation movement and then they stay on forever. Then they become the oppressor as well. And she's shown that, you know what, your legacy matters most, and how people remember you is actually the best way to do it. So leave whilst you're still on top.
Soku, always a pleasure chatting with you once again. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow where we talk about test driving Africa's fastest train. I wonder where that is. Don't tell me just yet. Don't tell me just yet. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. Thank you so much, Soku, for joining us on the show. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.